Now, I'm going to give you a few sparrow facts to start with. Sparrows are found just about everywhere. Except that, if you know anything about birds, you'll know that sparrows are on the decline a little bit in this country. We don't have as many as we used to have. We don't see quite so many. But anyway, sparrow facts. Back in the day, in olden times, in the times when the Bible was written, there were so many sparrows around that they used to sell them dead cheaply as food for very, very poor people. So if you were too poor to afford a goat, if you were too poor to afford a pigeon for your tea, if you were too poor to afford a chicken for your lunch, you might still be able to afford a sparrow. Now, there's not an awful lot of meat on a sparrow, so you might have been lucky and found someone that would have sold you two for the price of one. But sparrows, sparrow fact number one, is that in the Bible times, sparrows were so cheap and so common that they used to be sold for poor people to eat. Another sparrow fact. Did you know that sparrows were introduced into America, the USA, in 1850 to get rid of a plague of caterpillars? Did you know that? Sparrows not native to the States, but they are now. I don't know whether they got rid of the caterpillars successfully or not. And they tried the same in Australia as well. So there's another sparrow fact. Here's another sparrow fact. Now, if you ask a sparrow to sing, and you've just heard a blackbird, you know what a beautiful sound a blackbird makes? Where's that blackbird? Who's got the blackbird? There. You know, you've heard that in the mornings, not these days, when you sleep with the windows open. You hear that lovely song from a blackbird. Isn't it great? If you ask a sparrow to sing, actually, you don't really want to ask a sparrow to sing, because sparrows don't sing very well at all. Sparrows just cheep, they croak away. It sounds like a bit like a rusty gate. So unfortunately, the poor old sparrow doesn't have much of a song. And if you're looking for a sparrow to be all pretty and all beautifully colorful, well, I'm sorry, sparrows are just a fairly dull, boring, ordinary color. So, it's a bit sad, isn't it? We've got a little bird here. It's so common that people eat it cheaply. It's got no song to speak of, and it's really just sad and drab and nothing very special. Let's hear it for the sparrow. Isn't that sad? Poor old sparrow. Well, there's some sparrow facts. Hold on to those. Well, how about some us facts for a change? Well, let's start where we ought to start when we're thinking about ourselves. Let's start in the Bible. And there's a verse in the Bible that talks about sparrows, like I say, and it's in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10. And it says, don't be afraid. Remember how unimportant and trivial and small and colorless a not very nice song the sparrows are. Don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. Well, that's reassuring, isn't it? It's useful to know, isn't it, that actually I'm more important to God than a flock of sparrows. Because, you know, another us fact. Don't you, like me, sometimes get very scared? Scared of all sorts of stuff. Scared of the big stuff. Scared of the bad stuff. Scared of small things. We just get scared of things, don't we? And how easy it is for you and me just to stay scared and to almost wallow in our fear. Oh, I'm scared. And then sometimes it goes even further than that, doesn't it? When you get scared, you just panic as well. And you know, when I panic, and I panic quite often sometimes, I end up trying to do things in my own strength. I end up forgetting that there's a God out there who cares for me. I end up forgetting that I've got friends and family who could help me out. I panic and I rush headlong into things and try and fix everything myself in my own strength. Isn't that so typical of you and me? We get scared, we get panicky, but also don't we sometimes feel very unloved? Don't we just wish that we were a bit more special? Don't we just think sometimes, oh, I don't matter. I wish I was more important than I am. I don't matter. There's nobody cares about me. I'm not a special person at all. I am just unloved. It's not a nice feeling, is it? And I'm sure we all have it sometimes. You know, I can't avoid telling you this, but I was at Silverstone on Friday, right? And we went into Silverstone, and first of all, because the car I was in had a special car parking pass, we didn't have to park where the ordinary people park. So, first of all, I was able to drive in and felt very special. It's nice, isn't it, feeling special? It's nice when you think you're just that little bit different from other people. Well, we got in there and we got out of the car and we didn't have to walk anywhere because there was a shuttle bus that took me where I wanted to go. But there were lots of other people who were walking from their campsites a long way away and from their motorhomes. And they were walking and they came up to a bridge. And on top of the bridge, there was a steward standing there. And he was looking at their passes. And he looked at their passes and said, "Sorry, you can't come in here." He looked at my pass and said, "Come in." Whoa, how special am I feeling by now? Brilliant. And then you get a bit further in, you know, and there's the paddock and there's the pit lane. Now, there's not just any old entrance to the pit lane. You know how you, on movies, when they have a movie premiere, they put a big carpet down and all the important stars and everybody walks up the carpet, and down the side there's barriers and there's people leaning over the barriers looking at them. Well, it's like that to get into the pit lane at Silverstone on a Grand Prix weekend. There's a gigantic big walkway about like this, and it's a lovely big green carpet, and there are barriers down each side, and the ordinary people are standing here looking. But if you're not ordinary, if you're special, and it's nice feeling special, isn't it? You've got this pass, and you just walk down here, and you smiled at the people, yeah, okay, and you hold your pass up to the buzzer, and it goes, dee, 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 and the thing opens, and you're in. You're in, and you're in the special, the pit lane, and you can mix with all the drivers and various other people. Do you know what? I actually shook Charlie Whiting's hand. Now, if you don't follow Formula One, that means nothing to you. But Charlie Whiting is the race controller. He's the man that says, start, stop, put the safety car out and everything. I got to shake his hand. My goodness, was that not special? And whether or not a lot of people out there who wished they could, it's nice feeling special, isn't it? But it's also horrible feeling that you're on the outside. And so often, there are so many things that happen in our lives that make us feeling, oh, I don't matter. I wish I was as good as that person. I wish I was special like that person. I wish I could do this as well as that person. I wish I was this. And we end up feeling a little bit, don't we, like that drab little colorless sparrow. That little sparrow that can't sing very well even. And we end up feeling very unspecial. So us facts. Here's our final one. Some God facts. Now this is brilliant. Because no matter how unspecial that sparrow is, no matter how drab and colorless it is, no matter how bad a song it is, no matter for the fact that you could buy two of them for a penny, Jesus says this, not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father, your Heavenly Father, knowing it. Now just stop for a minute. That little, boring, drab bird, not one of them falls without God, the Creator, the maker of heaven and earth, our Savior, our Heavenly Father, the one who is there forever, without him seeing it. Now that's why Jesus said, if God cares about a sparrow, then hang in there because God cares about you as well. God cares. And that's one of the messages I want you to take away today. However sparrow-like you might feel, God cares. And you see, seeing that idea of God looking and watching the sparrow reminds me, first of all, that God really does care about his whole creation. Not just the big, colorful stuff, not just the amazing stuff, not just the stuff that is huge mountains and great big impressive animals and big, colorful birds and amazing people who can do all sorts of things. No, God cares about his whole creation, and that means you and me. And sometimes I get quite sad because I think, we don't care about creation as much as God does. And we do all sorts of bad stuff to it. But that's another story. Know today, God fact, God cares about his creation. But more than that, Jesus said, yeah, he cares about all of those things. He cares about the sparrow. But yes, he cares even more about that. He cares about you. You as an individual. You as a small child. You as a mom and a dad. You as a grandparent, you as an old person, a middle-aged person, a little person, you as an unemployed person, you as somebody who's overworked, whatever, you who are retired, God cares about every single one of us. And how do we know? Well, it was very simple. God proved it on the cross. It's actually simple for us, but it wasn't simple for God. God sent his Son to die on the cross for you and for me. And Jesus died on the cross and took our sin so that we could have that friendship with God. We could have that special relationship with God. God can look at us and say, yeah, come on in. You are special. You're special to me. You're so special that I sent my Son to die for you. And he didn't stay dead. He came back alive again. And he's there now. And he's there to remind us just how special we are to God. Yeah, you and I do indeed matter to God. And then one last thing. Yeah, it's okay, we have a relationship with God, many of us. But doesn't that sometimes get difficult? And you think, ah, God's not looking. God's not noticed that. That's not the case. The message from the sparrow is that God sees all the time. There is never a time. There's never a time where God is not looking at what's happening to you. There's never a thing that happens to you because God's looked away. There is never a point where God has turned away and doesn't notice what's going on and stops caring about you. No. Psalm 121 says, he never slumbers, he never sleeps, he can be trusted. And I want you to remember that today. When you think about the sparrow, when you see a sparrow chirping, remember, let it remind you that God cares. He loved you enough to send his Son, and he watches that sparrow, and how much more is he going to watch you and me? And that is reassuring in a tough world that we live in, to know that God is there. Matthew 10, verse 31, don't be afraid. You're worth more to God than a whole flock of sparrows.